Good evening. Can we help you?
Who's calling me?
I'm just a friend. In fact, there are quite a lot of friends sitting around here. But I'm just a friend and just wondered if you would like some help or if you'd like to come and talk to us.
I was listening to a voice speaking of rivers and mountains.
Oh, that'll be me.
That was Graham. Mm. Mm.
Yes, it was very beautiful.
Mm. Thank you. Mm.
And now I find myself here. Yes. I am going to tell you my name,
yes.
Although they say it doesn't matter, but I think it does.
Well, we're always very interested to know what people's names are, so
yeah.
We're pleased to hear it.
Yes, I'm Mimi.
Hello.
Mimi.
Have you been before, Mimi?
No.
This is your first time.
Yes. I can be quite noisy, but I mean very good tonight. That's okay. I really just wanted to come to say not all of us are like little angels or, you know,
no.
We're still the same as we were.
Yes.
And I still struggle with what I was like before. I was a very jealous person. Yes. I had a very beautiful sister. And I didn't like her because of it. Because you see, I'm very plain. And she was very beautiful. And I thought God must have loved her more. And I know that's not true.
Of course.
But you know, when I come back sometimes, I still feel quite cross. Yes.
Do the old emotions arise again inside you?
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't mean them to. No. But I want you to know you do not just become an angel. So
no,
if you think
before.
That yeah. way, it's something you should think carefully about.
Yes.
Because I'm sure you all have your own little problems.
Oh, we all do.
Or yes. Are there any angels? No.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't have something yeah. we needed to work on.
Yes, but you all have angelic attributes.
Yes.
You do.
We're all a mixture.
Yes. But to most people, usually mothers, they think their offspring are wonderful. how foolish. Yes. Anyway.
But it's good to think that your children are wonderful, because then you put out good feelings towards them.
Yes.
If you don't think they're wonderful, then they get...
Of course, it's a perfect love. Perfect love, I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yes.
A mother with a child.
Yes.
But not all. There are the exceptions.
Yes.
Yes.
But going back to you with your sister, we have a saying in English, beauty is but skin deep. So actually, a beautiful person needn't necessarily be a very nice person.
Yes.
Because a plain person could be a lovely person. So it's what shines from within, not just the physical features.
I do know that now, but it's very difficult when you're living where you are and you don't feel quite so loved. But I know it was foolish thinking now. But at the time it was hurtful.
So do you...
And I didn't really like God very much.
No.
But I know all of that thinking was wrong.
Are you friends with your sister now?
Yes, I love my sister very much. I always have loved her, but I just didn't like the fact that she was so beautiful and I was so plain.
Yes.
Do you try and help other people on this planet now who are in the same position as you, or what do you do now?
I like to speak to people when they first come to spirit, and to find out what their story is, because I don't instantly know. And it's interesting.
Was your sister aware of your feelings? Did she tell you when you spoke in spirit afterwards?
My sister is still living.
Oh, she's still alive.
Yes, that is why my emotions are so close to the surface still.
Yes.
Well, she's a very old lady now, but I still think she's very beautiful.
Did you pass over quite early then? Quite young?
I was younger, much younger,
yes.
I'm sure the way I used to think did not help my living.
No, it wouldn't.
But yes, I love her very much, and I try to help others who have similar feelings. But you know, it's wonderful when you come here. All those negative feelings just seem to go in a second.
Yes, wonderful.
It is wonderful, it is.
Do you think that's for everybody? I was thinking of, you know, people who are very, who are very negative about everything, and who are, I don't like to say things because I mustn't judge, but is it everybody that's, you know...
No, some people, I have to say, some people who come, as far as I know, do not find it so easy. But then for a while they will mix with the like-minded people.
Yes.
That is how it seems to me it works.
Yes.
You all gravitate to where you feel comfortable.
Yes.
Yes. But I can see, if as I'm looking round here, you're not a bad bunch, are you?
Well, we scrub up quite well.
Yes, yeah. I think you must do. Yes.
We have a very good teacher.
You have a very good teacher, do you?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Salimet. Have you ever heard of
it? I believe I've heard that name. I'm not too familiar. Is he one who comes to teach things?
He is. He's a much higher being.
Yes.
It's a conglomerate of beings, actually.
Yes. I have heard the name, although I couldn't tell you too much about that. I need to be here a little longer, I think. But I hope all of you good people aren't worried about coming, because it's a lovely experience.
I've been told, but we have also been told we need to really finish off doing what we need to do here before we come.
Oh, yes.
Only when the time is right can we come over.
There's a time for all of you. A time when you won't be able to say, no, I'm not going. Because lots of people do. They'll say, it's not my time yet. And they hold on, and it's not good. It's not good.
But it does sound, by all accounts, you know, it's a, I think the Earth, actually, in a lot of ways, Earth life can be very beautiful and lovely,
yes.
But...
It was meant to be that way. That is why you have to fight for this planet. You are on a beautiful planet. It's just that when things go wrong, it seems like the end of the world to so many people.
We've certainly got a lot of major challenges ahead of us.
Yes.
To get balance in lots of ways.
Oh, I'm not saying everything is great. I don't believe it is. But at the same time, you do have the ability to change things.
Yes, we've been told that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's supposed to be easy.
No. And we have to... The wonderful thing is, I think, we're all part of that change.
Yes.
Working on ourselves and our thinking.
Yes. I was going to say that is a very important part, that firstly you deal with your own thoughts, and then it can extend to others.
Yes.
And that's the way to grow. I learned that quite quickly when I came here.
Yes.
Sometimes earth people focus, like I did, on myself too much.
So were you ill before you when you died, or did you?
Yes, yes, I had leukemia.
Oh, yes.
It really, when I look back, wasn't as bad as you may think. You know, at the time when you're going through troubles and illnesses, everything seems so forceful and negative. And I would say to each of you is, when your time comes, just go with it.
Yes.
Go with it.
Do you believe in the afterlife when you were poorly?
Kind of.
Yes, you had an inner knowing.
I had a lovely experience, actually, where at the bottom of my bed, this beautiful, shining lady came. And I didn't recognize her. And she just said, "Don't worry, I'm your friend." And I felt really wonderful. Yes. And I do know that after I'd gone, my family thought that I had a beautiful smile on my face. And that is why.
Yes.
Because this lady took my hand and encouraged me to go.
She was with you right at the end.
Yes. Yes.
And did you have things to do with her after you had passed over? Did she stay with you for a while?
I learned afterwards that she had been with me for quite a good part of my life. Oh, not all of it. She came and she went. She came and she went. And that apparently is how she helped me in life.
Interesting.
So I think probably you would say she was probably my guardian angel.
Yes.
I found the passing to be pretty wonderful.
And do you remember the time you saw your life, your entire life, presented
fairly
to you very quickly?
Very quickly.
Yes.
Yes, I suddenly realized that I was standing, I don't know if you will understand this, I was standing in the middle of my life.
Right.
And I could see, as if in a circle, I could see all sides at once.
Yes.
And of course some parts were shocking and others very beautiful.
Yes.
So, yes. But I'm so pleased to have been allowed to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much for the mountains and the water.
Was the leukemia linked to your feeling towards family at times, do you think?
I really could not answer that. Forgive me, I am making this one's throat a little dry. Yes, I'm sorry, I cannot answer your question more fully. Yes.
Our teacher has told us that disease is dis-ease, and if you were negative about yourself, you could well have brought on your problems.
Yes. Yes, I believe that to be true.
And he told us last week that we can actually heal all our illnesses, even ones that we inherit. Well, they're actually we've brought them with us. That's the thing. But there was a lady last week.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, he sounds like he tells you things quite a lot.
Oh, he tells us all sorts of things. Yes, he's been wonderful. Yes.
Yes.
He's been coming to the group for over 22 years now, I think.
22 years?
Yes.
Well, now I know that he is a teacher. I can find out when he comes to us. Because they have to adapt themselves to come to us even.
And
I've only spoken with one, and I didn't know the name. But it was very interesting.
Well, some we have been told that some people from spirit, they come and listen to Sanyamet when he comes
yes,
to us. They sit in and listen.
Yes, you can do whatever you want. You can go to the halls of learning, and that is where they come to. And it is up to every individual to decide whether they wish to contribute in any way, just to listen or to participate in any events. So it's a wonderful life.
It does sound wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
when you listen to these things, of course you haven't got ears. But
I haven't got ears.
Well, you have in
spiritual sense.
Yes.
I know what you mean. I am.
Do you just understand? You're not hearing it in a language.
Everything becomes, shall I just say, spiritual. Everything is on a different level from what you understand here. And whatever you wish to learn, you can find for yourselves. You don't always need the teachers.
No.
So you see, you still have your free will. You still have a personality for some time. We don't all become angels. We do not, I promise. Yes. So anyway, it is time for Mimi to leave you.
Thank you very much for coming to talk to us. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome to come back at any time.
Oh, I will endeavour to at some point. But as you know, time is different from where I've come. In fact, I've come nowhere. I'm part of now.
Yes, yeah. It's
you know, that is another thing amazing. People find difficult to understand.
We don't understand time at all.
No, we don't. Anyway. Can I just say, I think you're all beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.